You're listening to 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. A Navy investigation at the Naval Postgraduate School has led to a shakeup in the school's top leadership. KAZU's Doug McKnight has the story.
The investigation at the Naval Postgraduate School was launched over a year ago after allegations that both the president, Daniel Oliver, and the provost, Leonard Ferrari, constantly disregarded federal and Navy rules and regulations. Oliver has resigned, and Ferrari was removed from his position and is on administrative leave. In a hastily called news conference on the steps of NPS's Herman Hall, Undersecretary of the Navy Robert Work sought to reassure that the investigation and shakeup is not threatening the future of the school.
There was nothing in the IG report or the senior leader investigations which cast any doubt on the quality of the education that is being provided to our officers here, the quality of the research, or anything like that.
Former President Oliver is accused of improperly hiring a vice president of finance in order to get around salary limits on the position. And former Provost Ferrari is accused of improper use of the school's nonprofit foundation and money it raised. There is no allegation that Ferrari actually used the money for his own personal gain.
The Inspector General is the conscience of the Navy. It visits every single command and every single area throughout the Navy, and its job is to tell us, hey, when are there problems? What do we have to do to fix it? Sometimes, unfortunately, those problems raise to the level where we have to remove the leadership.
The most far-reaching effect of the shakeup may involve the future direction of the school. The report emphasized the role of NPS is to provide instruction and research opportunities for officers of the Navy. But in the past few years, NPS has expanded its programs to include civilian and community partnerships, including the city of Salinas and Cal State Monterey Bay. It also has expanded a homeland security curriculum involving educating civilian first responders. Now the whole curriculum and the purpose of the school is being reassessed.
So I can't speculate on exactly what will happen in every case, but I can say this. If the relationship materially benefits the school and the students, we will do everything we can to keep that intact.
Determining which programs will continue and which will be ended is the job of the new interim president of NPS, Rear Admiral Jan Tai. At a news conference, she stressed her confidence in the future of the school and its strong ties to the community.
This will be my third assignment on the Monterey Peninsula, so it feels like home to me. I was a student at the Defense Language Institute and a master's and doctoral student here at the Naval Postgraduate School. So I have a deep connection to this peninsula and this region and this school in particular.
In a region still recovering from the closure of the former Fort Ord, both Tai and Work expressed their commitment to the community.
I just want to assure, I love Monterey. In fact, my wife, if we could retire someplace, this is where she would like to retire. We've just enjoyed our place here, and the way the community treats us and the school, I cannot tell you how much the secretary and I appreciate it.
Undersecretary Work expects the school will have a prioritized list of what needs to be done within the next 2 months. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.